Gemara brings down the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, "V'yatzu b'tachti sahar." The pasuk in this week's parasha that Klal Yisrael were standing underneath the mountain. The Gemara says like this: "Omer Avdimi bar Chamo bar Chato, Melamed shekofa Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleihem el tar kigigis." Hakadosh Baruch Hu kiilu forced the mountain on top of Klal Yisrael. And he says, "Imatem mekablim atayra meitav." If you accept the Torah, then it's good. V'imlav shom tehei kfuratchem, and this shall be your burial place. So there was the Gemara saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu literally had to force Klal Yisrael in order to be mekabel the Torah. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Omer Rava afar pikein." Says the Gemara that at the time of Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, the Ahava, with love. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to force them in order to be mekabel the Torah. So there's two famous questions over here. Two famous questions which I want to discuss. Number one, Tosafot already asks, everyone knows that we all say Na'aseh v'nishma, that Klal Yisrael b'shas at the time of the giving of the Torah, they said Na'aseh v'nishma, they were ready to do before they even heard. So how can the Gemara say over here that it was kofa aleihem tar kigigis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them to accept the Torah? We all know the opposite. It says Na'aseh v'nishma. That's question number one. Question number two is that how can it be we know that this man at the time of Matan Torah, the Chazal say that Ashitcha Saul, a maidservant Saul, was a novi Yechezkel ben Buzi never saw. In other words, that Klal Yisrael were on a tremendous high Madrega in Ruchnias, and yet we see that they were still unable to be mekabel to accept the Torah, the Ahava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them. Yet later, in generations later, this man Achashverosh says the Gemara that then they managed to accept the Torah with love. Well, we know the opposite. We all say Yeridus HaDorot. As the generations go on, we go down in levels of Ruchniyus. So how was it that this man Matan Torah, they didn't manage to accept the Torah? However, later, generations later, these man Achashverosh, they managed to accept the Torah ba'avo. So I have a few ways to answer this question. The first question which we asked, that how we know Na'aseh v'nishma, so how could it be that over here we see Kofa aleihem tar kigigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them? The answer is as follows. There's a famous Medrash Tanchuma. In Parshas Noach, the Medrash Tanchum explains that as everyone knows, the Torah should be Ktav and Torah should be Balpeh. Says the Medrash Tanchum like this: Torah should be Ktav, that was easy for people to accept. It had all the written laws inside, it was easy to see, easy to learn, etc., etc. However, Torah should be Balpeh, says the Medrash Tanchum, that a person has to have a Yegiyah. Torah is kosher kebarzel. A person has to put in his effort, total effort, in order to accept the laws of Torah Shabbat Peh. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, Kofa aleihem tar kigigis. Yes, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to force Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah? That was when we're talking about Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh, which was difficult, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them. When we know, and when every person in Cheder, we learn Na'aseh v'nishma, that's talking about Torah Shebiktav. Torah Shebiktav, which was easy to accept, that's when we know the Lashon of Chazal and the Lashon of Pesukim, Na'aseh v'nishma. That's how the Medrash Tanchum answers. Tosafot has a different test, but we're going to go with the Medrash Tanchum test. On the second question which we asked, how can it be that these Manas Hashverosh, they accepted something that the Torah ba'avo with love, whereas at the time of Matan Torah they didn't. So I heard and I saw that Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chatzarik Mibrocha, speaks about this at length, and he says like this: the pasuk previously in Shemoi says, "Vayichan shom neged ahar," that Klal Yisrael encamped by the mountain. And the pasuk uses a lashon of Yochid Vayichan, and Rashi already asks, why does the pasuk use the lashon of Yochid Vayichidus? We're talking about the whole of Klal Yisrael, and Rashi says, because Klal Yisrael were on a madrega, a level, Rashi says, Ish Echot Belev Echot. That Klal Yisrael were, there wasn't any arguments with each other, there wasn't any complaints against each other, everyone lived in tremendous harmony with one another, Ish Echot Belev Echot. Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, if we see that the Torah specifically brings this point, and Rashi specifically says this idea, that the Yachan means the Loshon of Yochid, in order to tell us that Klal Yisrael were Ish Echot Belev Echot, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it must be that this is one of the major things one needs in order to accept the Torah. The Yachan Shom Neged Ahar, the prophet is just before when we're talking about accepting the Torah. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it's obviously the case that in order to Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah, they have to have this tremendous nekuda of Ish Echot Belev Echot. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you're right, this man matan Torah, Klal Yisrael on a tremendous level, they reach, like we said, a shifcha saw what Yecheskel ben Buzi never saw. However, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, at the time of Milchoma, at the time of war, when Haman was coming, Laharig, or Laabed, or Lahashmid, the whole of Klal Yisrael, at such a time, there's no time like that, that was an actus within Klal Yisrael. There was a tremendous unity within Klal Yisrael, which was never before. Because at the time of war, obviously no one has time to think about complaining about one another. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's why, since we see from the Torah, that we specifically need this middle of Ish Echot, Belev Echot, of a tremendous Achdus, in order to acquire Torah. So the Chaim, that level was specifically at the highest at the time of Ahasuerus, at the time of Purim. And in actual fact, the Chaim expounds on this idea, and he says that Bizman Purim, we know, Yom Purim, Yom Kippurim. That Yom Purim is equivalent to Yom Kippur. And what's the reason for this? The reason for this is because a person, just like on Yom Kippur, we know a person can reach a level, a madriga, that everyone, no one has any complaints, and we like Malachim, like the Chazal say, so too on Purim, Al Yidei Mishter, the Simcha, that when everyone is together, Mishloach Manas, Tishle Reyehu, a person can reach a tremendous level of Achdus, and thereby feet the first of Avait Yom Kippur. Now Chaim Shmulevitz continues, and he says like this: the Pasuk says, Rashi says, Ish Echot Belev Echot. The Pasuk, Rashi doesn't just use a lashon, an expression of Achdus. Rashi uses an expression of Ish Echot Belev Echot, says Chaim Shmulevitz. Belev Echot, what Chaim Shmulevitz explains, means like this: We find in the Torah that there's a lav, that the person cannot make an eved, a servant, an eved ivri, a Hebrew servant, work avodas porach, work with difficulty. Well, it's not allowed to. There's a lav in the Torah. Says the Chaim Shmulevitz brings down Rashi. What does it mean by avodas porach? When the Torah says hard work, what's it mean? And he brings a medrash. And the Medrash says like this, that even if the master of the Eved would ask the Eved, let's say, to make him a cup of tea, and the Odin, the master, doesn't really need that cup of tea, even though the Eved thinks that the master needs that cup of tea, but if the Odin knows, the master knows that he doesn't want it, and he's just asking the Eved to do a matter which really is a Bizoin in a way, because he's just using his servant, says the Medrash, that through that one is over the Issa of Avodas Paras. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, we see from here that when the Torah says Belev Echad, it means that a person has to literally care about one another in his leiv, not just through his actions, but also through his leiv and through his heart, has to one think about another, one another. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz goes on and he expounds this idea, and he says, we see the pasuk says, "Sheker achein zedoyer shel Moshe, hevel ayofi zedoyer shel Yechezku." However, isha yiras Hashem, that was the door of Yehuda ben Yiloi, and the Chazal is talking about the greatness of Torah, and the Chazal say that why was the Torah, the greatness of Torah of Yehuda ben Yiloi, so great? And the Torah says because there was shisha b'nei Odom shemiskasdim b'talat echot. Six people who managed to share one talit, and the Chazal says, how is it possible for six people to share one talit? And the answer is, if everyone wants to give the other one the talit, then maybe it would be possible. If everyone wants to take the talit for himself, then it wouldn't be possible. So that was the Madrega, the highest level of the Madrega of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, who uses that Madrega that he was on, that was the highest level because the actors were so together. So this is how Chaim Shmuel Levitz wants to explain the answer of why Bimei HaShveirosh there was on a higher level than at any other time. However, I heard a total different mahalak, a different pshat, and I heard there's a famous Meshech Chochma, and the Meshech Chochma says like this. The Gemara says, like we said, Omar Asimi Barchamo Melanet Shekofa Aleim Kofa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Es Har Kegigis. So we all learn normally the word fear means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu forced Kaviso. Says the Meshech Chochma, he learns differently. Says the Meshech Chochma, the pshat in Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis is just the opposite. Just like our question was. The question which we asked was, how come these manmas in Torah, they were on such a high level, and they weren't ready to be makabel the Torah ba'ava, whereas these manmas hashverosh they were? The answer, says the Meshech Chochma, is that's the answer. Kofa haleihem kahagigis doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them. Says the Meshech Chochma, kofa haleihem is the lashon of siluk, that they were on such a high level that was as if then they never had a bechira. It was so simple for them to accept the Torah. When do we say someone accepts something? It's when a person has a choice to do A and to do B, so he has a bechira, right? So we say he accepts. Says the Meshech Chochma, Klal Yisrael, at the time of Matan Torah, was such a high level that it was so poshut by them. That Adrabba, the fear doesn't mean fear like in literal, it means there was a cynic, they never had a bechira, they were attacking your right. It was like you said, the shittah saw what Yechezkel ben Buzi never saw. They were such a high level that they reached the level that was so posh for them to be mekabel the Torah. Therefore, that's Chat Megamah. However, later on, generations later, when they were on a lower Madrega at the time of Achashverosh, then says the Meshech Chochma Adrabba, then they were mekabel the Torah out of Ahava because then they had a choice. They weren't on such a high level at the time of Matan Torah. They were on such a high level that they managed to accept the Torah. Yeah, it was poshut for them. However, later during the time of when they weren't on such a high level, says the Meshech Chochma, then specifically they accepted the Torah ba'av. And I once heard my Mashgiach of Arya Finkel. He explained the Mashgiach and the Mi Yeshiva, and he explained that many people ask, how can it be, says Rabbi, how can it be that we know that Mashiach never came, the Zman of the Rishonim, the Zman of the Amoraim, the Zman of the Tiva Eger. So how is it possible that Mashiach will come in our day, in the day which is on a much lower level than the days before? So how can it be that Mashiach will come? And he explains that this exactly on the same theme. He says, the Medrash says, "V'hinei toiv ma'od," says the Medrash. Says the Medrash, what's toiv? Toiv is the Yetzer toiv. Ma'od is the Yetzer hara, says the Medrash. So everyone asks, what does that mean? Toiv is the Yetzer toiv, and ma'od is the Yetzer hara? Says the Arifinkel, yes. Because the pshat in the Medrash is like this. When a person who's on a higher level and he has a Yetzer Tov, so it's easy for him to do things. It's easy for him. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for tzaddikim, it's easy for them in a way. However, says the Medrash, if a person has a Yetzer Hara and Adarabba, he comes and he's able to go against his Yetzer Hara, he's able to fight it, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov Ma'id. Says the Medrash, I think, the same way. Just like we see in the Gemara, these manah hashverish, they were on a lower level. That's why they accepted the Torah. It was an accepting. It wasn't just so simple for them. Says to therefore every day with the day we have, the lower the generation, even though we're on a lower level, however, there's a milah to it as well. And the advantage to it as well is the fact that if we managed to, with all the outside things which are going on and the yitzhars which are going on, we manage to fight it. And we learn in all certain things which we learn. For example, start the word day the Torah away, then Adarabba, then we have that scoop of why Mashiach can come in our generation. So those are two answers to this question. The third answer I once heard from a Adam Godel, from someone from America, a late Baron, his name is, and he says like this. He says that we know that Klal Yisrael, when in order for them to protect themselves from doing bad things, the Gemara says, "Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Tavlin and Aptola." Says like this: at the time of Matan Torah, right? Even though the Klal Yisrael have seen the wickedness of Paroi, however, Paroi never wanted to destroy everyone. We know that the only reason why Paroi made a gezeira, made a decree on the males, was because he wanted to, that there shouldn't be a savior. The astrologist had told him that a savior would come from the men, from the boys, so that's why he wanted to destroy the boys. There was always a reason. He didn't, there was a tachlis. Like we see the Pasuk says, he was nervous that the Mitzrim would take over that Klal Yisrael would take over from the Mitzrim, where they would take over the world. He had his reasons to be nervous. So that's why Paroi went and destroyed the whole world. However, Haman HaRosho had no reason. His whole reason was, right, that he was very upset that Mordechai never bowed down to him, and also he wanted Laharig Lahashmid at everyone. He wanted to kill everyone. Therefore, says the Blei Baron, that when Klal Yisrael at first, the man Paroi, they didn't realize how important it was to accept the Torah Shabbat in order to save them from. They didn't realize how a person, how far and how bad a person can become without Torah. Therefore, they didn't feel the necessity. However, later, this Malach HaShverish, when they saw and when they realized the necessity of how a person can reach, how bad a person can reach, how Haman HaRosho reached the level that he wanted to destroy the whole world for no other reason, when they saw how far a person can reach and how bad a person can go, then they realized the necessity of Torah Shabbat Peh in order to learn it. I just want to end off. We find that the Pasuk says Torah Hashem Tamimo. And the Pasuk goes on, Mishivas Nafush, Nafush Edith Hashem Ne'emono. So someone once asked me, how can it be? Once you've said Torah Hashem Tamimo, you've said it all. Torah is Tamim, it's perfect, it's Shalom. Why do we go on because Hashem Yishorim and some Chaylev? Why do we continue saying things about the ways of Torah when we already said it? Torah Hashem Tamima. So I think the answer is as follows. If a person has, for example, an earthenware vessel, the whole, what it's worth is only when it's whole. The moment one breaks an earthenware vessel, it's worthless. It's not worth anything. However, if one would take a gold vessel, one would take a gold piece, and one would break a gold vessel, even though maybe it's the greatest worth is when it's complete. However, also when it's in pieces, it's also worth. Every piece is worth. So I think the same thing with Torah. Torah Hashem Tamima. Torah is at its best when it's complete. However, a person should know that even if you can't get the whole picture, and even if you can't figure out the whole Torah, that every piece of Torah is worth something. And every little thing we gather, and every little stickle of Torah which we hear and which we say is worth something. And that's why the Torah says, Torah is Hashem Tamima. Yes, the best is when it's complete. However, one should know that every little piece a person gathers is Machkimas Pesi, because Hashem Yishorim, and a person from every stickle of Torah can shtayg, etc.
Da 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 da